For players in the NBA, the possibility of being traded is a part of the game that never goes away. And in the case of Terrence Ross, that possibility became a reality back on Valentine's Day. Ross was shipped to Orlando from Toronto along with the first-round pick in exchange for Serge Ibaka. And despite the drastic midseason change, Magic head coach Frank Vogel says that Ross has fit in seamlessly with his new teammates.
Yeah, it's different for everybody. You know, there's always a little bit of a learning curve. You know, for Terrence, it's been as seamless as you can imagine, or as you could hope for, in my mind. You know, to me, he's come in and just hit the ground running and, you know, shown that he's just a basketball player that you can just plug in there and, you know, he's going to make winning plays for you.
For most people, the idea of being traded would seem like a drag. In addition to leaving a place that feels like home, the struggles of moving and adjusting to a new city in the middle of an NBA season would appear to be overwhelming. For Ross, however, he was looking forward to the unknown and was excited to get the chance to start fresh in a place like Orlando.
It's always just that, you know, you're just kind of wondering what's next, like what's that next step, you know, what's to come. And I think that's the part I was looking forward to. I didn't know, you know, really what happens next when you get traded. So it was all a learning experience for me, and I just take it step by step.
Taking everything in stride is part of the reason Ross has been so successful since arriving in the City Beautiful. Terrence has dedicated himself to learning the ins and outs of his new team, and his coach couldn't be happier with what he's brought to the table in his short time with the Magic.
He's just a good two-way player, and he's a complete offensive player. You know, he can make plays off the bounce. He carries the threat at the three-point line, can get red hot. He's athletic in the open court, does a lot of things well. Jack of all trades, so to speak, and he's really solid on the defensive end. So, you know, he's the kind of player that we want to have here. You guys are complete on both ends.
Tonight, Ross is back in Toronto for the first time since being traded. And while he's never been in this situation before, Evan Fournier says he expects it to be an emotional night for his new teammate.
You want to play well. You really want to play well. It's always a special feeling, you know. You see similar faces, Terrence stayed there for 4 years, so it's definitely going to be an emotional moment for him, especially when it's the franchise that drafted you and, basically gave you a shot.
And Terrence wasn't shy about saying that he'll be happy to be back in a place where he spent the first 4.5 years of his NBA career. Ross said today that he's looking forward to seeing all the faces that helped make his time in Toronto so special.
It's just the team, really. The staff, you know, all the people I've grown to know over the years. And it's just, you know, everybody that you kind of connect with over the years. I think that's more, you know, I'll look back on more so than, you know, the highlights and the career and accomplishments. But, it's just the people.
Earlier this season, Magic fans saw Serge Ibaka return to Oklahoma City and hit a game winner to sink his former team. Orlando is hoping that Ross can show up with a similar performance tonight and help the Magic clinch a season series over Toronto for the first time since 2011. With tonight's halftime feature, I'm Matt Raymer. When we return to the halftime report, Scott Inez has first half stats. This is Magic Basketball.